Okay, today is Daf Nun Tes. Learn today's Daf Refuah Shleimah. Shimon Tzvi Ben Paro. Refuah Shleimah. Okay, so we are Daf Nun Tes. At the end of the first line, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. So yesterday, apparently, we thought we got to a conclusion that said that the Gedulim overpower the Iker. Apparently now the Gemara keeps going. So now the Gemara is going to ask, so Masiv Rami Bar Chama. So now Rami Bar Chama is going to ask a question. The question is, who's he asking the question on? So we're going to split back and forth between the Rishonim today in order just to get to see if we can understand what the Gemara says. Gemara has a lot of cryptic statements, so we're trying to figure out what they are. So number one is, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Who's Rami Bar Chama asking this question on? So if you look at the Ran says, L'Rabiyani Parich. We're asking this question on Rabiyani. The Amr La'el, who said before, on Daf Nun Zayin Rebeis, Rabiyani said that Batzel Shel Truma, you had an onion of Truma, Sherabu Gidulav Al Ikero, that the growths, you know, the Gidulav became greater than the bulb, Mutter. The Amos Virule de Kulan Gidulin, Afal Pisha in Yisurin Al Yadei Karka, Ma'alin as Eker. That they say that the Gedulim overpower, say he holds that the Gedulim overpower the Iker. Even though I guess because we just said the Gedulim overpower the Iker when it was the Karka that made it Usser and therefore the Karka makes the Mutter. But Raviane's question, Raviane said it by Truma. Truma was something that we said is not the Karka that makes it Usser. We said it was the Digun. And the other things that caused to become Truma. Okay, so we're asking the question on Rami Bar Chama. Right, the Rosh and the Tosos say the question. Okay, so let's ask the question on Rav Yonah. So Masi Rami Bar Chama. Now we have a question from our Mishnah, which I guess explains why this sugya is actually brought down here. The question from our Mishnah that says, the Mishnah says as follows. Konem Peros Ha'elu Alai. The guy says, these Peros are usher to me. A specific peros, according to the Ran, that makes all the difference in the world, is these specific peros. Konim hein al pi, or these specific peros are konim to my mouth. Konim hein lefi, these specific peros are konim to my mouth. Then asur b'chilufehen uvigidulehen. Then he's asur in the chilufim, meaning he made these sort of like hektesh. And therefore, even if he sells them or something like that, the chilufim maintain the status of the iser uvigidulehen. And if they grow, if they something grows out from them, the growths from them, they're also asur. But if he just says Sha'ani Ochel, he just says Konin Peir Sha'ani Ochel, which he doesn't specifically say says Stam, he doesn't specify them. Sha'ani Ochel V'Sha'ani Toim, then Mutter B'Chilufehen, he's telling him Mutter N'Chilufen Uve Gidulehen, and the Gidulim. Again, that how they interpret this Mishnah, we go back to the Mishnah we learned, there's a machlokas between Iran and the Rosh, how to interpret the Mishnah. So we just go according to Iran. The Iran said that the Ha'elu was very, very important. So if he says Elu, then he's specifying these. If he doesn't say Elu, then he is not specifying them, and he's talking about the entire group, and therefore it's not as specific, and therefore it doesn't get the status of Hektish, and therefore the Chilup and the Gidulim are Mutter. But if he says, right, if he says Shani Ochel, Shani Tov, Mutter B'Chilim B'Gidulim, and then the Mishnah continued, this heter of Achila from the Gidulim is only B'Davar Shezaro Kala. It's only if the pre that he assured is something that the seed disintegrates in the ground. The mold doesn't remain intact. About the dover she ain't zarokala. I didn't hear you.
Zarokala, what does that mean?
That the seed disintegrates. That the initial part. But it's something that the pre does not, that the origination where you plant it does not disintegrate, like onions or like garlic, that they stay in the ground and everything grows out or sprouts from that piece. Then afilu gidule gidule nasurim. Then everything is also the gidulim are also the gidule gidule master. Even it still, I guess, still has a, it's still part of the original thing that you made usher. So the question that you have here though is that you see that these gidulim and these gidule gidulim, even though they don't overpower the initial item, they maintained the status of Israel. We just said that you held that things that over the Gedulim overpowered the Israelites that's planted. Here you see that by the Nadarim, the Gedulim do not overpower them. Right? Ron says.
But it's still here.
The other case is still there also.
But it's still here.
But by the Truma, it's also still there. You planted a Truma onion. And then the growths. You see that the growths overpower the bulb. Here the growths do not overpower the bulb. Right, that's the Ron. The Ron says, "Mishum hachim parich lemikonamus the ain ma'alin." It's a question from the Dharm. They don't overpower. So Amar Rabbi Abba says, "Shani konamos," that Nadarim are different. There's a different reason why the growths don't overpower the ikur and to make a mutter by Nadarim. Ho'il v'yibayi mishul alayu, because if you would want to, you could go ahead and be matir neder. You can be matir neder either by Pesach or Charata, and havaluhu kedavar sheyesh lo matirin. And therefore it has the status of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'ein batil Berov, the Gra takes out the lashon of Berov, because it's not Rov here, it's by Truma, it's 1 in 100. But he says, Ein Bato. So therefore, it's Nadarim are Dover Sheish Lomatirin, and if there's a Dover Sheish Lomatirin, the Gemara is assumed that this is a Dover Sheish Lomatirin, therefore there is no Bito. Correct. That's enough, according to the Gemara, that's enough. We'll get to that. Right, I did mention it, but we didn't get to it. That was the Duran mentioned it, because the Duran talking about the end of the Gemara here. We'll see. It says Amar Rabbi Yamashan Kamos Hovi Iboy Mitzvah Layu Having a Dover Sheish Lomatirin. They consider Dover Sheish Lomatirin Ve'ein Batal, and therefore they are not considered Batal, even though you have to go and do something. We'll see why. But you know you have to go and do something. These are the Bavli assumes that these are a Dover Sheish Lomatirin. What? So the tziv points out that it says kit. Lema kitanoi. Alright. It says that's the tziv points out, but I don't know why that makes a difference. It's a kadav sheish lamatirin. And therefore what?
No, Luigi's.
And therefore what?
As opposed to darish.
So the tziv points that out, and therefore because you have to go and do something, but still it maintains the status of darish sheish lamatirin.
So there's some validity to what I said.
I gave you the validity before. Yerushalmi has the suffix as to why. Okay. No, but even if you say kir, you're still saying it's not batal. So therefore, so the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Now you're telling me that the whole reason why Nadarim is different than the case of Rav Yanai is because Nadarim is davar sheish lo matirin, or it's kir davar sheish lo matirin. But because you can be mashil on it, you can. Another point, how is a davar sheish lo matirin? When davar sheish lo matirin means something that's usher now, and then it's mutter afterwards. If you do matir neder, you vivatil the neder mei karo. It's only when it comes to a husband, he's made for the neder that's from here and going forward. But if you matir neder, it's if it never existed before. That's not a davar sheish lo matirin. That means it was never usher to begin with. Another shiloh. How does it mean a davar sheish lo matirin? How does that work? Okay. With the Gemara, our Gemara clearly assumes that the darim is davar sheish lo matirin. The hare truma, what about truma? To eat by mitchula, you can be matir on truma, right? And that right, you can be you can give truma, and you can be matir, right? Rashi said, Ron says, by truma, the by mitchula, al yedei pesach charata gishana darim. It's like any other neder. If you have charata about it, if you go through the right channels, you can retract. You can retract the truma. Questions up to what point? Sorry.
For you.
So questions up to what point?
How do you retract truma? What is it?
I no longer want this to be truma, and I'll give a different piece of truma. Right. Vare truma di by mitchala ve butli bero butli, and also bero should come off. And it's butel. Right? The robe should come out because it's not robe but truma. This non.
Have you ever had a problem with truma then? Gets mixed in with someone else. Guru Rabin saying his whole mixture I want to give something else to truma.
So you just say be matya the truma. Maybe that's not charata, you have to have charata in order to do it. Had you known that the truma would have gotten mixed up, I never would have made a truma. I don't know if that works. The Tanan, because we have a Mishnah in Trumos, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, Sa'ah Truma Temeya. If you have Truma Temeya, which is Asr Bachili even to the Kohanim, right? Shenafla Lefachos Mimeya Chulim, that fell into less apply less than 100 times its amount of chulin, and therefore you can't be batal. So what does it say? It says Teira Cave. It has to just let it rot. You can't do anything with it. You can't burn it. You can't do anything. You guys got to let it rot. But so that's. But it said specifically, you should nafal lipachos mi meya chulin. Ha, the tiyuk the Gemara is going to make limeya if it fell into 100 times ta'ale, then it's mevatel. So, but why truma is something that can be mashil on, and if it's something you can, we just said something can be mashil as kedavar sheish lamatirin. Therefore, truma should also be kedavar sheish lamatirin, and therefore shouldn't have bittul. This mishnah indicates that it should have bittul. Right, look at Latir Cave. It says the cave on the Naran, the cave on the Tamahi, Tmehi, Lo Chazu the Kohen Lachila, Ubehesek, and you also can't burn it, Nami Lo Shari, the Chayshino the Takala, the East Parakan the Psachim. Or if you burn it, maybe some of it left over, you get benefit from it, so therefore they don't let you burn it, it just has to sit and rot. So now you see that Truma, that even though you can be Mashiel on it by a Chacham, and therefore you can take off its status of Truma, nevertheless, it's not considered kedavar sheish l'matirin. Rather, it becomes batel by a tarogus. So that should be the same din by konamos, that by nedarim also, that even if you can be mashil on them, you should say that they are not a kedavar sheish l'matirin, and therefore they not like Rabbi Abba, and if they're not kedavar sheish l'matirin, then they're just the same thing as the tumor before, and you have a kasha on the nedarim to Rabbi Yanai. By nedarim, we said that the gedulim do not overpower. Rabbi Yanai said the gedulim do overpower. What?
You throw it out.
Well, maybe it's the sugi over there. Maybe you do. You said to get rid of it. What did you say? If you burn it, if you use it as... Stuff might be left over, and then you might use it afterwards. You say, let it sit and rot. So let it sit and rot. So Amri... So we're trying to answer why it's different over here. Why the truma here the truma the Mishnah is talking about is that it's not davar sheish l'matirin. If you create a situation where the truma is not davar sheish l'matirin, then we can understand why there's bittul. So the truma is not davar sheish l'matirin because the Gemara says Amri truma biyad kohen askinan. The Mishnah is talking about the truma tameh that's already in the hands of the kohen. So it's already in the hands of the kohen. The giver cannot be matir neder anymore. Truma biyad kohen askinan delo matzi mitzulah, because then the mafrish cannot be mashil on it because it's no longer in his rishus.
It's too late.
Exactly, it's too late. Therefore it's davar she'eino matir because you can't be matir. You can't be matir that tree, and therefore it's batal b'meya. So therefore, but the Gemara says, okay, that makes you're right. Ein achanami, if it's in the kohen's rishus, you can't be mashil on it. But it doesn't seem like that's the case in the Mishnah. Why? If that's the case, ema seifa, the seifa that Mishnah says, but im haisa tohora, if it is tohora kulin, right, let's say truma, let's say the truma that fell into the 100 of the kulin is two truma is tohora, then timar kohen, then just sell it to a kohen. Minus the portion, in other words, if it's 100 in one piece, you sell the value of 100, because one piece you can't sell. But therefore, if the safe was dealing with a case where it's not yet in the Kohen's hands, so the ratio also probably in a case where it's not yet in the Kohen's hands. Right? He says, so therefore, you see that you can't be matir the neder, because you can be matir the neder, because it's the Mishnah is talking about a case where it has not yet gone to the hands of the Kohen. So the Gemara says, maybe we're talking about Ella be Yisrael shenaflu lo mi base avi imo kohen askinan. Maybe we're dealing with a case where the reason why he has to sell it to is a kohen, and it's not a davar sheish l'matirin because, and it's meaning it's still fully his, is a case where a grandson just inherited the truma, meaning his mother's father's a kohen. The mother's father had received this truma, therefore it left the hands of the mafrish. He can no longer be matir neder. And the reason why the sefer says it has to be sold to another kohen is because it was inherited by a non kohen. My father's not a kohen, but my grandfather, not me, but the same, but my grandfather was a kohen from my mother's side. So he got it. It's all his. Inherited by the grandson. Father's not here, so it's inherited by the grandson. He can't do anything with it because he's not a kohen, so therefore he has to sell it. That's the reason why he has to sell it. But he still can't be mashiel because when he inherited it, he inherited something that was fully owned. It was no longer the person who was mafrish the truma. No longer it's too late for him because he already gave it to a kohen. So he says, "Ela b'yisrael shenaflu lo mibeis avi imo kohen askinan." Right.
So his mother's a baskon.
Correct. Like you look at the Rashi, he says, Ela biyad yisrael askinan shenoflu, de lo matzi iu mitzola. Why? Shekvar zacha b'kohen. Because the Kohen has already acquired it. So the Gemara says it can't be. Because v'hakatani seifa, the seifa says, timacher l'kohen, when you sell to the Kohen, you sell to the Kohen, chutz mi d'mei ososa. You subtract the value of that, we're talking about a mixture, one piece of truma in 100. The Mishnah says that when you sell it for the value of 100 pieces, not 101 pieces. Because that one piece cannot be sold. But if it belonged to the Kohen, to the grandfather, and then it was given to the grandson, Birusha, it does belong to him. And so when he sells it, he should be able to sell for the full value, not have to deduct the one piece. But it's his already, because he got it fully.
It goes away?
No, it's still there, but it's still. But in other words, when I sell the item to something that truma hasn't been taken away with, I have no rights to that piece of truma. This guy, this Yisrael, has all the rights of the truma except he can't eat them. He owns them. But he can sell it because it belongs to him, because he got his Yerusha from his Kohen grandfather. So he sells it to a Kohen. But he can sell it for the full value. So that can't be the case.
What did he give? He inherited the mixture, or he inherited just the piece?
The whole thing.
And then it fell into his insurance.
I don't think it makes a difference, but the way I learned it was is that he inherited the piece and the piece got mixed up. That's how I learned it. I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it says that it's the truma he was zolche. That's what it says. It seems the case. It doesn't matter. But so he has the truma, and then it got mixed up by him. But that truma piece is fully his. So that he can't eat it. Can't get an honor from it. Right. But it's his. It's his. The Gemara, so hug katani seifa timarkel kohen chutz midmei ososa. So therefore, so now we knocked off all the possibilities. We're back to the original thing that this truma, since he can be, it's talking about somebody else, he can be mashal on it, and therefore, since he can be mashal on it, should be according to what we just said, according to Rabbi Abba, it should be a davar sheyesh lo matir, and therefore it shouldn't be batel. Why does the Mishnah say? Why does the Mishnah, the deal in the Mishnah is that it can be batel? So the Gemara says, Ela Ema, to answer as follows. Now we get to what you mentioned before, Yossi. Bishlama konamos, when it comes to konamos, you have to add the extra fact, is that it's a mitzvah li'itshule alehen. There's a mitzvah to be matir the neder. You're not supposed to keep the neder around. Mishum the Rabbi Nassim, based on the statement of Rabbi Nassim, the Amr Rabbi Nassim, because Rabbi Nassim said, Kol hanoder, whoever is noder, ki'ila ban abama. As if he made a bama. The Ron explained before, it's because he's saying, oh, the Isur of the Torah is not enough for me, I'm going to make it even more. I'm going to do even more. And if you keep the neder, I mean, without going to a chacham to be matir the neder, it's ki'ilu makir aleha. It's as if you actually sacrificed on that bama that you just created. Right? That's shchutei chutz, that's a whole big problem. But truma, even though you're permitted to be mashiel, my mitzvah is shuli Allah. There's no mitzvah. But the fact that there's a mitzvah in nedarim, that makes a davar sheyesh lo matir. Like the Ron says, ela konamos, interesting Ron, ela konamos mitzvah litzu eleo v'keva jakein, and since that is the case, ki ilu itzo alayo dami, it's as if it is already mashiel. So at this moment in time, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. A lot of Torah about why this is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Our Gemara assumes that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Once there's a mitzvah to be mashiel, davar sheyesh lo matirin, since it will become mutter in the future, despite the fact that you have to do something, since it will become mutter in the future, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that's why it's not batal. But the truma, the nedarim. By the truma, there is no mitzvah. It's only if you have your authority or the right to be matir neder, but there's no obligation to be matir neder. Therefore, it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin.
Right. He's saying the whole mesechta we're learning here and all the whole parsha matos is something that is ill-advised.
Correct.
Because it's like you're making a bomb.
Ein hachanami. The whole mesechta's getting is also something that you don't want had to happen.
No, but that's a mitzvah.
So there's a mitzvah also. If you do the nedarim, there's a mitzvah about to do it. There's a way to go about doing it.
Making the neder is a bad thing. It's making the neder.
Correct.
It's a bad thing.
Correct. We're going to have the next receptor also by Nazir. There's a machlokas, and some say making a Nazir is a very bad thing. Hey,
it's
a
bad thing to get divorced. But what happens if he did? Here you have an option. You got married, you want to.
Yes, Yossi, you're correct. Hey,
same thing to the receptor's
kid. Hey, Nakanami.
The receptor's a how to get out of a marriage.
Hey, Nakanami. So, Gufa. So, Gemara now goes back to Rabbi. No, you're right. Hey, Nakanami. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Right, we're going back. Rav Yochanan said this on Daf Nun Zayin. Rav Yochanan held that the gedulim are mevatel the ikker. So, right, the gedulim are mevatel the ikker. But oh, there were two Rav Yochanan. So this Rav Yochanan is the gedulim is mevatel the ikker. So I'm Rav Yochanan. Right, kufa I'm Rav Yochanan. Litra, which is a measurement of bitzolim shetikna. So I have onions that I was mafresh from them. Bitzolim shetikna, I was mafresh shuma meiser from them. Uzra, and then I replanted it. I replanted it, and it grew. And a lot of gedulim grew. Mis aseres lefi kula. You had to take meiser from them again, and you include the bulb, which already had shumas and meiser taken away from them.
You separate the meiser, and then what you replant?
The bulb.
The meiser?
No, the bulb.
I had
an onion
that was and
they took off Trumas and Meisters based on it. I took from somewhere else. I took off Trumas and Meisters. So this bulb is now mutter. I take this bulb and I replant it. And then the bulb grows. The more things grow off of it. Now I have to take off Trumas and Meisters. According to Rav Yochanan, I take off Trumas and Meisters, but in the calculation of what requires Trumas and Meisters includes the bulb, which already was fixed so before. Double dipping. So Yosef, so
that's if you were
no, it's not Baltosif. Baltosif is if I use five bakhtim of tefillin. This isn't about Baltosif.
But over here, but if you give me
more. Well, because I've recreated a chiyuv. There's a new chiyuv here.
Like recycling it.
Right? It's another chiyuv.
But if you take meiser again on top of that.
But you're taking meiser now because you've recreated a new chiyuv. I mean, so maybe that's the question coming on, but they say the assumption is now it's now chayiv again. It's obligated again. If I wear tefillin on Monday, I have to wear tefillin again on Tuesday. Not baltosif. It's a new chiyuv. What? Okay. So Yosef Rava v'k'amar la'hishmaita. So Rava was sitting and he said this halacha of Yochanan. Amar le Rav Chista. Rav Chista says to him, "Man tzoyis lach ul Rabbi Yochanan Rabach. Who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe Rav Yochanan? Hetesh ben lechon halach. What do you mean? Where did the heter go? It just disappeared. Where did the heter go? Where did the heter go? It's gone. So if you tell me the heter's gone, what are you talking about? Why are you including this piece in the calculation of Trumas and Meiser? It disappeared, the bulb? I mean, I don't say what that. The heter disappeared? Ron said,
I understand
the
question.
Like, took it.
Which means the new is Mavatam, the original.
Right, we just said that you're doing Mavatam, the original thing.
Right.
And the question is, no, it shouldn't be, because maybe you say that the Gedulim are Mavatam in the sense that they don't overpower it, so they are, in other words, he's just asking, why is it that the Gedulim, so maybe the Gedulim don't take on the status of the original, but why are the Gedulim like overpowering the bulb? But we just established that it overpowers the bulb. So I don't know necessarily understand what the issue is. And the Gemara, like I said before, I thought we made a maskana yesterday, and now the Gemara keeps going. Right. I don't know. I thought this should be before we reached the maskana yesterday. I'm not sure. He says, Menachem's doing tomorrow's daf. So he says, look at the Ran, maybe he has. He says, near Ve'ena the Hachi Maksha. He says, and this is what I think the question is. Afilu tema the gedulim shall heter mervatim ikar shall iser. Even if we say that gedulim of heter are mervatel gedulim of iser. Remember, our case now is gedulim of iser being mervatel and ikar of heter. So we established, the Ron says, maybe we've established that gedulim of heter mervatel and ikar of iser. Hasam hainu tema, there the reason is, mishum dekevon sherabu gedulim ala ikaro. There, because the gedulim are greater than the ikar, nimsa, it comes out, kisha ochel, eino toem tam iser. You don't taste the tam of iser. There's a bitl, there's no taste of tam of iser klal. Hilkach, afal pisha iser shabu ma'ur betochal, even though the iser is ma'urv in there, it's still there. Velo azale alma shari. It hasn't gone anywhere, it's still mutter because it no longer gives off its tam. About gabe meiser, but by meiser, I guess we're not going according to tam. It's all based on the calculation of the amount. So the amount is still there, is what he's saying. So he's limiting the question just to Meiser, not totally. So, why are you taking Meiser off the entire calculation? Where did that go? Even before when we said that it's Mevatelet, but still extant. But when it comes to Heter, Mevatel Isser, so it's extant, but it doesn't give off its taste, so therefore it's not counted. But here when it comes to Meiser, it's still there, but when you do calculations, the calculation is only upon the things that are Chayav Meiser. This thing is not Chayav Meiser. In other words, he's saying that the Bittel does not destroy, get rid of it. It just overpowers it in the sense that it does no longer impart the taste, but it's still in existence. So to hear, this bulb of Heter is still in existence, and it shouldn't be part of the calculation. Okay, so he says, right, that's what he says, Heter shen lehechan halach. So Amale, that's the right. That's so Amale. The right help was off a little bit. So Amale. So Rabbi says, why are you only asking it on Rabbi Yochanan? Milo tnan kevasa. Don't I have a Mishnah that is similar to what Rabbi Yochanan says? You're asking on this. What about the following Mishnah? I think that's what he is asking. What? Sorry. Okay. So he says, same Mishnah we had before. Bitzalim. These are 6th-year onions that were uprooted. And then you sort of planted them on the 7th year. They were replanted on the 7th year, or they were left out on the 7th year. And so yardu geshamim aleim geshamim. And the rain fell on them, and vitzimchu, and then, you know, leaves sprouted out from them. You have the suffix, whether these grew from the fact that they were taking, sustenance and nourishment from the ground, and therefore it's shvius, or it's from the onion itself that it sometimes gives forth sprouts, and therefore it's not geduli shvius. I'm not sure if it was replanted or just left on the ground.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just left.
Right. Not just left on the ground. He says, I don't know.
Sounds like it's left on the ground.
Outside or inside?
The question, right. So he says, therefore, then, are they kedulei shvius or not? So the Gemara gave a simanim. Im hayu alam sham shechorim. If there's darkish hue of the leaves, then there are surim, because you know that it came from the ground. But if they're horiku, if they're a little greenish, not healthy green, I would guess, then they're mutarim. So the Gemara says, okay, the kish shchor. So, but if he says if they're shchor, if they're dark, then it's usher. The kish shchorim amaya surim. If it's shchor, why is it usher? Some should be the bulbs are also usher. Why are they usher? Lema heter in heichan halach. Where the heter? The bulbs are 6 year and 6 year bulbs. Where the heter go? So you're asking on Rabbi Yochanan. What about asking on that Mishnah? So the Gemara says. So he's, I'm supposed to listen to them. What are you talking about over there? When we're talking about the isser and heter, we're talking about the growths, not the bulbs itself. The bulb maintains its status of heter no matter what. He says, Amrale, Rav Chisda says to him, Mi savart al ikur? You think that the Tana over there in the Mishnah Shvius says that if the leaves are black, that the ikur, that the bulb itself also gets the status of Shvius as Aser? No! Atosefes katani. It's only talking about the growths. We're questioning whether the growths are Shvius or not. If they're dark, the growths are Shvius and are Aser. What?
So that's considered Gedulin?
Correct, yeah.
The leaf is from the earth.
Right, they're Gedulin. And I guess they're not enough to overpower the ikur. So, but they themselves, if they're dark, are considered shvita growths. So I have a bulb and growths, part of it being a mutter, part of it being asa. Right, it's like it's this mixture.
Part of the field.
If it's dark, it's part of the field. Correct.
So the gadula would be asa.
Correct. But the bulb was not asa. And that's why he didn't ask the question over there, because Hector saying Lechel Halcha, the Hector's right here. It's extending. It's standing here. In your case, the Hector totally disappears. The Hector disappears because you're telling me that when I calculate the Meiser, I'm including the bulb. What do you mean? That bulb was already had Shubas the Meiser taken from it.
Bulb is the onion itself. Mm-hmm. What's growing out of it? Leaves? We don't eat the leaves. What's growing from that?
More growths.
More bulbs?
Turns into another onion. Turns into another onion.
The dual is more leaves and more bulbs.
I'm assuming so.
It's two different things. Some of them are planted as seeds. Seeds decompose.
No, I know.
Right, no. But he's saying, he's just talking about the horticulture of an onion. I believe the growths are more bulbs grow out of those growths. But if you see those leaves, but maybe you want to use the leaves for something else. I don't know. You want to burn the leaves. You want to, even so, if they're not. If it's shmita stuff, you still can't use those growths.
Right, more bulbs.
I think eventually they'll turn into more onions. Right, and eventually they'll turn into more onions. Remember, our fourth graders always come home with those you know, science projects. They do it with the potatoes.
And, we should pay attention.
Right, sometimes they use the potatoes and they light up a light bulb to make their battery. Right.
First example, something like avocado.
Yeah.
Because the pit you're putting in, and you see sprouting, the pit sprouts more avocado.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. I'm allergic to avocado, so I don't know.
Alright,
we'll deal with that. We still have to finish the Gemara. So Gemara says, so Ihachi, I'm going to use the onions because the Gemara uses the onions. So Ihachi, if that is so, you know, Wikipedia, you can Google it, how that goes. So Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Mishnah is talking, that Asurim is only talking about the Tosefes, which means that you're going to have a piece where part of it is Mutter, part of it is Aser, so then this, I don't know what this means. Ma Aser of Shimon Ben Gamliel Lememar. So what was Rav Shimon Gamliel talking about? who's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where it comes from. So my also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lemeimar desanya, because we have a brisa that talks that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says hagadel b'chiyuv chayav, something that grows. The growth in the shmita is chayiv in shmita, but like a del b'ptor potter that grew in the sixth, that grew in the sixth is mutter, right? So what's Shimon coming to tell us? Tanakama nami hachi amar. The Tanakama is also saying the same thing, that you have something that is, you have something that is part, whatever an item, part of it grew in the 6 years mutter, part of it grew in the 7th year is lasser. Why is that different than Rabbi Shimon? What's the kasha? So I'm not sure. So I couldn't figure out exactly what the Ram was saying. So I found it in the Rush. So if you look in the Rush, I'm not sure how your Rush is laid out. Is your Rush laid out like it's all on the bottom or all on the side?
It's all on the bottom.
It's all on the bottom with wide lines.
Bottom.
Okay, so if it's on the bottom wide lines, so in the medium wide lines, It's the second line. It says Ihacha Masar Shem Gamliel Meimer. The Tanya Shem Gamliel Omer Hagadah B'Chiyev Chayev Hagadah Potapoter. He says Lo Matzina Rav Shem Gamliel Cholak Al Mishnah Betzalim. Shem Gamliel is not talking about the Mishnah of onions, our Mishnah at all. The Gam Loshin Chiyev Ubetur Lo Shayach Lameimer Shvius Ela Isser Veheter. The Chayev and Potter is not the Loshin that you use by Shmita. The Loshin of Shmita is Mutter Rasser. So he's not talking about our case at all against Iran. The Rush is saying it's not talking about the case of Chayev, right? V'tzarech leparsho bedochik, and I'm forced to explain as follows: the hachi parech. This is what kasha of the Gemara. E hachi de mifarashas the isra tosefes kai, that the isra the Gemara in Shmita is talking about the tosefes. There v'savar haitana, and this tana will hold that benete echad in one growth yesh isra veheter. Your one growth can be partially mutter and partially usher. Right, but how did Rav Shimon Gamliel? But Rav Shimon Gamliel said this already in the Gemara in Gittin, Gabe Ilan, by a tree. Shemiksaso omed ba'aretz, umiksaso omed b'chutz la'aretz. Part of it is standing in Eretz Yisrael. Part of it is standing in chutz la'aretz. The hagadol b'chiyuv chayav, that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayav in, I guess, or netter in Orla or all the matnas kohuna. Ube pater or pater, and whatever grows outside Eretz Yisrael is pater. Va'ashmi inon the be'ilan echad. We see from there that in one tree yesh isra v'heter. There's one isra v'heter. So Rav Shimon Gamliel already told is the one. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who has this idea that you can have isra and heter in one object. It's not exactly the same thing because there it's the fruits, but okay. Ha-ha-tana nami hachi islay. And this tana also holds it. But the problem is, umi the ka'amar hasan Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, over there that says Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, it's mashma di ilu chudes really hachi. It's mashma di it's a das yachim. So this whole idea of it being in one item, having mutter, isser, and heter, is only the sheet of Shimon Gamliel. And now you're saying it's the sheet in our Mishnah. But that can't be because Shimon Gamliel is a das yachim. And so how is it, how are we saying that in our Mishnah? That's how the Rush learns the question. If we have time, I'll go back and learn it around. But so that's how the Rush learns the question. So it's Ihachi my Asar Shim Gamliel the Meimar, the Sanya of Shim Gamliel Omer, I got the Chiv Chayev, I got the Pater Pater. So Tad Kamanami Hachi Amar. So the Gemara answers no, Ein Hachanami. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to the Rush, that's how we'll answer it. He says, Kula Masnisen, the Mishnah here and the Bryce over there in Gittin is Rav Shimon Gamliel Katonile. It's all said by it's all authored by Rav Shimon Gamliel. So look at the continuing the Rush, right? Tanakama, Nami Hakama, Hadakama, Tanakama. Thanks to Tanakama. Slav Dafka, there's no Tanakama, it's only one Mishnah. Sometimes there's a Tanakama and there's somebody else. It's just in the Tana that is Kama, the Mishnah that we learned before. Right? Lav Dafka, Eladu Huskar Tchila Bahach Smaitin Karli Kama. It's mentioned earlier in our Sugya. That's why it's considered a Tana Kama. So we're saying that our Mishnah and the Brice are both according to Shita of Shim Gamliel. So the Gemara says, so that's fine. So now Rava answers, accepts Rav Chisda that our Mishnah can be according to the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, but according to this, you see now from Rav Shimon Gamliel that the Iker is not Batel to the Gedulim. But there's no one who argues. According to this, the Mishnah says that the Gedulim do not Mevatel the Iker, and there seems to be no one who argues on it. So how can Rabbi Yochanan now say that the Iker is Mevatel the Gedulim? The Mishnah doesn't say the Iker is Mevatel the Gedulim. We don't have an authority in the Mishnah. I think that's the kasha. Right? Or maybe now I just messed up and put the Ron into the Rush. Yeah, so I did that. Okay, so I scratched that. We're going back to the Ron. So the Ron, the Gemara then says, V'ad kan Lo shamat le Rav Shimon Gamliel de lo katarach, aval hecha de katarach batla beruba. Well, Rav Shimon Gamliel says his din that you can have it mixed in one thing is if you did not put forth any effort. But if you put forth effort, then if the gedulim are greater, it can be mevatalit. What is that? So go back to the Rush. Let's read the Rush. Let's read the Rush, and then we'll ask on it. He says, and that's a good question. He says, if I'm curious how different shiurim learned this Gemara. How many learned by the Ron? How many learned the Rush? How many learned the mixture?
I don't know
how the art scroll learns it either. So he said, and I don't think this is the way the Masifta learns it. He says, lo shamat le Rav Shimon Gamliel. He says, shinuye achrina kamishani. It's another answer. It's answer number two according to the Rush. This isn't a question. This is an answer number two. The first answer we said was that the entire Mishnah is also like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now we're saying, no, our Mishnah is our way. Rav Shimon Gamliel says his thing, but Rav Shimon Gamliel only says in a specific case. In that case, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't apply to our case. So he says, shinuya achrina kamishani, v'hachei pirusha, ha de kasha lach, the high tana de batzolim, the Rav Shimon is luchat svara. Now you think that our Mishnah of the onions and Rav Shimon Gamliel are saying the same thing, umi de katani Rav Shimon Gamliel omer mashma ilu chudei isla svara, and it's mashma that we're getting that it's a das yachid. Say, yes, it is a das yachid. Vadai Rav Shimon Gamliel lo savar the high tana de batzolim. Rav Shimon Gamliel does not hold like our Mishnah of the batzolim, meaning he doesn't, in our case, Rav Shimon Gamliel will not hold that the heter and the isser can be together, because the ad kan lo shamis lay the Rav Shimon Gamliel the yeshman the iser heter mamul achad. The only time Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can have heter and iser in one item velo mevatel hadadai, and they're not mevatel each other ela hecha de lo tarach, where he didn't do anything, right? To go and be Elon, like it came by a tree, the iri bay. That's the case over there. The tree just grows by itself. The fruit just grows by itself. Aval bitzolim, but by the onion case, our case of the onions, the tarach lezara, he took the onion itself and he planted it, meaning he did something, right? Chashu chachamim al tircho, the chachamim were torech on, were choshesh for his tircha, and therefore they were allowed, so because he was matriach himself, they're going to allow for the shoots to overpower the bowl. Because he replanted it. But he did replant it. But he replanted it. But he replanted it, and that's why they got wet.
I learned it,
and the way the Russians learned is that he put it back into the ground. Right, that's why I said this, what I said before. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel's case is only where it grew by itself. The guy didn't do anything. Here the guy took the...
So what's the difference?
You're right, it's a difference. There's a distinction that I don't understand what the difference is. Why should it matter whether he did something or didn't do something?
Exactly. The idea behind it is where it grows or doesn't grow.
Right.
If it grows,
I hear you.
Part of the new or
I hear you. Grow. I hear you. Right. I hear you. I agree. I don't know. But the Rush seems to say that there's a difference.
Yeah,
right.
Look at the... Or is a difference because once you put it in the ground... Now all of a sudden...
Yeah, but the Rush is focusing that since the guy was Torah to do something, correct. we're gonna allow it now for the growth to overpower. Why? That's your question. No, why did him doing something make a difference?
That's right. The question, but
right.
Maybe that's how the things work. You leave it outside, you don't do any work. You're not
right, but the case of the Bitzalim seemed to be a case where... So which case? There were two Bitzalim cases also. There are two onion cases. Right, one case was the Rabbi Yochanan case, where you had the litter of Bitzalim, and then you planted it. It's Mitaseres Lefikula. That's one onion case. The onion other onion cases where you just left them out in the rain and it grew. So I don't know which onion case he's referring to. That's another thing. I don't know which onion case he's referring to. Maybe he's referring to the original onion case where he actually did Matriach and did something. So I'm just not sure. If you look at the notes in the art scroll, he maybe answers it. No, the fruits are just growing. I mean, there must have been a tircha like originally way back when the tree was planted, but right now it just gives off. He didn't do anything. It's an existing tree. I hear you. I don't know. That's the best I can do. That's at least I understood what the words meant by the Rush. I don't even understand the words by other Rishonim. So I apologize. Okay. So then the Gemara asks, is it really true the kol hecha de katarach, is it true that any time that you were did a tircha, right, then batel beruba, then it's batel berov if the gedulim can overpower the growth. The hare, we have another price that we learned before. Meiser, right, you had meiser tevel, so you had meiser, was given to a Levi. The Levi didn't take off the Chumas Meiser, but what did he do? And then he planted them on Shemitah, right? The Meiser Tevel, that he planted them on Shemitah, and then what would happen was, right, he was Katarach, right? He was Katarach and that he planted it, the Katani, and we said, V'oso litra Meiser Alem Yimakam Acher Lefi Cheshbon. We said that litra, you have to then take off Trumas and Maestro, you have to take Maestro from it for the entire thing. Meaning that you were Toreach, and it wasn't Mevatel it. Even though you were Toreach to plant it, and the growths were Shemitah, and therefore they should pat to you, they should not have an obligation to Maestro.
Shemitah had a Maestro?
Both. He planted them on Shemitah. He planted them on Shemitah. That was the case yesterday.
Six years,
it happened was, but the case was again.
New case then,
correct.
But you're not allowed to plant those on Shemitah. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
What do you mean not allowed to plant on Shemitah? He put it in.
He put it in the ground.
He put it in the ground before Shemitah, and they grew, and then they grew.
You said on Shemitah.
They grew on Shemitah.
Planted on Shemitah before?
No.
Before. Right, that was the case from yesterday. That's the case from yesterday.
Not for me, maybe it's false.
Where are you going back?
Let's say you have a vault. You take it. Meiser was not taking off for at all. Chum was not taking off for at any point.
Right.
You then take the entire thing, put it into the ground.
Right.
It grows from it now.
Right.
Is all of it now Meiser? You have to separate all of it, or only again? You have to start with the whole process again of proportions.
But if nothing, if the original bulb wasn't. We don't mafresh from it, so then
it wasn't mafresh the bulb yet.
Right, so then
you
I think
took it off, threw it back in the ground. Now it grows.
Everything
now Meiser?
Yeah, everything has to be mafresh now.
No. Because that's the difference. If it only grows now, everything now is Meiser. Or again, we have to start again. Since only a small bulb was supposed to be Meiser, now you have to start the process of the portion of.
We'll talk later. I'm not following. Okay. He says Heichad the Katar. So he said the case is Heichad Tarach Bata Beruva Vahare Litra Meiser. You have Litra Meiser Rishon that was given to the Levi, and it's Tevo, meaning he wasn't Mafresh Trumas Meiser from it. The case is where he planted it in the ground on the sixth year, and then on the seventh year, all these Gedulim came out. All these Gedulim that come out on the seventh year are Hefker, and therefore they're putter from Trumas and Meiser, and they grew to 10 Litras, right? And that's the case of Katarach. The Katani Oso Litra, and that Litra that was originally planted still. He has to take off Trumas Meiser from that. But he has to take off Trumas and Meiser from that. You see that he was Katarach, and yet you have a case of Heter and Issa together. You just said if Katarach, then the Gedulim will overpower. Here he's Katarach because he planted it, and the Gedulim did not overpower it. So he says, no, it's a difference when it comes to Meiser. Again, I don't know what this means. Shani Gabi Meiser, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Aser to Aser, es kol tuas arecha, which means Hetera Zari Inish, Isur lo Zari Inish. Here, I think, I'm just going to look at the Rashi. The Rashi seemed to help me here. He says, Hetera Zari Inish, Dover Shehum, it says, Aser to Aser, es kol tuas arecha, which means he's supposed to take up Meiser, I guess, only once on everything that grows. So Rashi says, "Dover shehu mesukan regilim bnei adam lizroa." Something that's already that has everything taken off. That's what people plant. V'sagilei b'shnei maestros, and that's enough to have aser to aser of two maestros, meaning the maestro rishon and the maestro sheni. Aval dover shel iser, but something that's aser, which means is it not matukan yet? This what this Levi had, right? Ho ein regilim bnei adam lizroa. People do not typically plant. V'ho v'iu kazar b'yisura, and since this guy took something and planted it b'iser. Shazara below Truma Umaiser, it planted without Truma's Meiser being taken off. Kansinale, it's a knas of the Torah. Hashdash the Meiser also Easter Shahayul Litakin Ishtakish Lolistaka Bekah. If we get the Torah gives him a knas, that he has to retake the Truma's Meiser anyway, because so he doesn't benefit from the fact. meaning if he gave this Levi this idea, this bulb, and he doesn't take a Trumas Meiser, then he plants it, then it grows. He's done. Oh, I don't have to anymore. I don't have to anymore. Okay, so I don't have to anymore. So therefore, the Zeris Akasav by my Meiser and Imlo Katarach, the Zeris Akasav is that the Levi has to take off Meiser. But really, if you do turn to Tircha, the Gedulim will be Mavato the Isser. So that's some Marasas Gufa. Learn back what we said by Rabbi Yanai. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Tirta, Amr Rabbi Yanai. That's how we started the whole sugya, I think. Batzel Shal Truma, even onion of Truma, they can only be eaten by the Kohanim. Shenatu, when you planted it. Viribu Gudol of Alikaro, and the gross overpowered, you give more than the bulb. Mutter, the onion of itself becomes mutter, because the Truma in it comes batel to the gross. Lamemra comes to tell, does that come to teach us that Gedule Heter Malamas the Isser, that the Gedule of Heter overpower the Isser? Yeah, that's exactly what's coming to tell us. But, Bahatanan, we have a Mishnah in Trumos that says, Gedule Truma, that the gross of Truma are Truma. So this is Gedule Truma, they should be Truma. So this whole thing goes against the Mishnah in Trumos. I don't know why they bring that to begin with. So the Gemara answers, no, Gedule Gedule in Kamrinan. No, what Rabbi Yannai is not talking about the onion itself that grew. We're talking about that you grew the onion had a growth of onion, and you planted that onion. That growth can overpower growth number two. Can overpower growth number one. That could be ma'alit. So hanami taninon, and that's what we also learned in the Mishnah. Gedule gedulin chulim. The gedule truma are considered chulim. So the Gemara says hakamash malon. So therefore, if that's the case, that's going to be a question. Well, the Mishnah taught us that. So the Mishnah of Yannai come to teach us. Gedule gedulim achulin. The Mishnah taught us that. What's Rav Yannai come to teach us? We're going to start Shachmas a few minutes late. Hakamash malan. Afilu b'davar she'enu zarakala. Rav Yannai has come to teach us that even if something that it still extends, even zarakala. So the Gemara says, how can Rav Yannai be teaching us that we're talking about the v'hatanan? We already learned in the Mishnah. Hatevel gedulin mutarin. B'davar she'zarakala. Aval davar she'enu zarakala. But something that's not zarakala, gedulin asurin. Then the growths of the growths are also asur. You just told me that he's teaching us the growth of the gross of mutter. The Mishnah says the growth of the gross are otzer. So Gemara says, no, ribuye dirabu gedulim alikaro mutter kamash malan. What Rav Yannai has come to teach us is that the case is only where, yes, gedule gedulim are otzer. But Rav Yannai has come to tell us that the gedule gedulim, if they become greater to the bulb, then they become mutter kamash malan, that the shlishi can aser, the third level growth can aser the second level growth if the third level growth is rove over the second level growth. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we start a new parak and we're finished with this sugya. Everybody have a excellent day.